all that, everybody's lights was off. It was quite a night of it. And it had been in the early hours, 6 o'clock, 5, 6 o'clock probably it would have been hit.
And I'd gone down that morning, I mean it had been a terrible storm the night before and there'd been lightning and everything. And I went down that morning to open the toilets. And as I came up past, I could see the door, the far door of the church was open. I thought, it's a bit odd, why is that? And I stopped and went to look. And at the corners of the church, it's a rabbit been digging here. There's holes at the corner of the church, and I couldn't understand it. And
we just couldn't believe it. There was this great hole in the roof and all the inside sort of partition demolished. And where the pipes came to the ground at each corner, and right out to the wall next to the sea, there was just tracks burnt in the land till it hit the wall. And it would, the graves and everything just was involved in it.
I walked around the church and there was a line going for the church down to the wall. I just couldn't understand what this was at all. And I went round to the back door and had a look in, and the wall was, the inside partition was sort of gone, and you could see the roof was damaged and all as well.
The ones next to the road, they went a right piece down. I don't think they actually got to the wall next to the road, but it must have been some blast anyway, what a power current was in that. But there's tracks in the ground, a few inches wide and deep. Amazing. And you just could hardly take it in when you came there. What had that happened? And the bell tower had got a fair rattle in it.
So I just came home and did we phone the minister or somebody? I can't remember who we phoned, or somebody to do with the bore. And it wasn't until later that somebody said it was the lightning that had done this. I don't think it actually dug up. It had gone down the drain pipes and dug this up. But it was, you couldn't believe that there was so much damage.
It was somewhere it got taken down. And we thought it was just the bell tower to be replaced. And before you knew it, it was the wall taken to the ground nearly and rebuilt. And then in the crow steps, the flat pieces, but like you could walk on, stand on, they were parts of gravestones. Lovely pattern on them, and were they from the 17-something? There's bits of them still in the kirk. Can't remember what's written on them now. I'm wondering if they were in English or were they Latin. And that, somebody had put this just to finish the job on top of the steps, going up to the bell tower. It's maybe been the correct size or something. And they were put on upside down, so you didn't, and the writing was just as clear and fresh as if it had been made on this. So whoever was building has been a bit of a hooligan, I think. I took the nearest suitable gravestone.